Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I'm all thrown off. Why is that What's Kiss 95.1 sign behind you? It used to be next to Loren.
What? Yeah. What?
Now I look at a bare wall over next to Loren, and you have that over there.
Technically, it's not a bare wall. They just flip-flopped a smaller sign.
I don't like it.
See, I kind of do like that, Roy, because it doesn't cover the thermostat on this side, in which case this studio will be a normal temperature not the Sahara Desert or Antarctica.
But the Kiss 95.1 can't even fit.
No, that's fine.
It's
that
not.
Cool.
I'm taking it
anatonic.
Down. I'm taking it down.
Is that the word?
I don't like that. I don't like it. It just looks. You know, it looks a little janky.
We need some good stuff in here.
We do.
We're here for 5 years. We have a new contract.
Can they remodel the studio?
We're decorating. That's it.
It's official. We're staying. I'm decorating.
Hey, if you want to know what it looks like where we work, think of a prison. And then it's those colors on the wall.
It is a little gray in here.
Think of a prison.
Yeah.
And we're in lockdown.
No, but seriously, isn't the walls kind of prisony?
Yeah, but it's got that carpet on it because it's a studio. So it's like a vacuum in here.
The acoustics, but yeah.
I don't know, man. And then, like, this is the old Kiss logo over here. We need the new Kiss logo. I want names.
I've been working in here out of protest.
Do you remember when TLC was coming for the first time?
Yeah.
And Trevor, who works in our digital department, is in charge of, like, how the station looks, technically. Like, he came up with the Beasley logo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
back in the day. So, anyway, Trevor's, like, comes into the studio, brings in a guy to, like, change the studio. The guy quoted us, like, $1,500, and our boss is like, $1,500?
No.
What, are you nuts?
Just for some wallpaper?
What, are you crazy? $1,500?
So meanwhile, the only thing we've done is put Meghan Trainor in the studio. Cut out of Meghan Trainor. That's
and
the
that's
decoration.
Only because somebody sent it to us.
Yeah. And that's under protest, too, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. And meanwhile, there's another company called iHeartRadio. Maybe you've heard of them. They're in debt, but their studios look beautiful.
Yo, they throw it in the air. They're like, we're already so far into debt. You know what? Forget it.
Yes.
Let's just make it rain.
You got to think that's just going to come to an end at some point, though.
I don't know. My brother was like, they're going to redo their debt, and I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. That's my biggest fear is I know a ton of people.
Me too. A lot of my friends
that work over
them.
There, you know? This is for iHeart this morning.
Oh, man. But, you know, it's kind of iHeart kind of lives the way I do. You're in debt.
Yeah.
You keep living.
Living outside your means.
Couldn't be more relatable.
You know what? Throw that huge award show, too, right before you file.
Yeah.
The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me and sells for the love of luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down.
Sorry, I'm caught up in the song now.
That's all right. But you know what? They may be in debt, but everybody still uses that app all the time.
I don't know, the article that Nicole sent us last night, we are on a text chain, we talk radio things. It was like that article took such a shot at iHeart. They're like, they're lame app. That's what the article said. Something to that effect. And I was like, what?
Real app? Lame app?
Yeah.
Ain't that lame.
And they're like, but Pandora's way down, too.
Oh, and did you see the thing about Spotify? So, they're about to file publicly, but they've never turned profit. Ever.
Really?
And I'm like, what?
Well.
What?
Once they go public, they'll make money.
I guess, but ever since then, year to year, they've never had...
Yeah, that's scary for an investor.
Yeah, they've never had a profit.
We don't care. We got Elvis Duran and Ryan Seacrest, too. We've got tons of radio stages that we played a billion to.
I mean, look at you just rapping away for them. Creating their answers.
That in time, I heart. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Can we stop plugging the competitor?
Well, the good thing about Beasley is we're not in debt. That's why we don't get a studio. Yeah, Beasley's are like, we're not trying to get in debt with your $1,200 studio. Yeah. Oh, okay, here we go, here we go.
B-I-G-P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA, federal agents.
Biggie always has the best rap in every song.
Yeah, sure he does.
It's an early free-for-all song, Roy.
Yeah, I can't wait. Free-for-all at 7:45 this morning. That is cool working for a company that's responsible with their money.
You're back on that?
I like
that.
I like it.
I know, I do too. You know why?
Because that means
we have a woman in control. That's yeah. why.
That is true.
We have a woman running the company, Caroline Beasley. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she's cleaning this place up. And that means that we're not going to get fired. Well,
we're not going to what?
Get fired, but as for that, maybe.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah, we just, there was an article written about the MRL show re-signing. And the article said a lucrative deal.
Yeah, what was that
a
crap?
A lucrative long-term deal. What?
Who thinks we have lucrative deals?
Yeah, maybe our agent made money, but that's about it.
Seriously.
The more money we pay Roy.
What do they do? They add each year's number to get the...
I don't know.
I mean, what part of that's lucrative?
We signed a long-term deal, and the article said the MRL show is never leaving Charlotte. That must have been Beasley's press release.
You know, the thing is our boss took a photo with us signing, and it looks like he's going, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Way too happy for us to sign, I'm sure.
These idiots just signed.
All right. $500, speaking of money, could be yours in the Wake Up and Win contest. We'll do that after 7 a.m. this morning. Also, how did your brackets do yesterday? We're going to count up in here and talk about Roy, who now has a gambling problem. All coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Come on.
$5 Fridays every Friday, only at Papa Murphy's.
Yesterday, I spent a majority of my day explaining to people about Cool Sculpting because they've heard me talk about it here on the radio show. Cool Renewal Spa is where I went in South End. There's also a location in Lake Norman. Wow. Maybe you didn't know that. So if you want to get your body in shape and you want to get it get a little help, this is what I was explaining to people. I said Cool Sculpting isn't like an invasive surgery. OK, there's absolutely no surgery involved. What Cool Sculpting is, it helps you get rid of unwanted fat in areas that you have, quote unquote, stubborn fat, like places that no matter what you do, you can't lose the weight there, like in the chin, the upper arms, where I did it, in the abdomen, the inner, the outer thighs, your love handles. That's areas that Cool Sculpting will help you get rid of that unwanted weight and that unwanted fat. And it actually freezes the fat cells. And you can see results in as soon as 6 weeks, okay? So if you're interested in Cool Sculpting or you want to learn more about it, go to CoolRenewalSpa.com or call 844-SPA-COOL. I talked to Stephanie over in the South Charlotte location. She's done over 5,000 treatments. It's amazing. These guys are experts. Cool Renewal Spa.
The world definitely...
We're inviting everyone to come out to Concord today to our Dave & Buster's shoot. What's it called, Roy? You know the name.
MRL Super Shot Challenge.
The MRL
Super Shot Challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a mouthful. I know.
It is. And Roy nails it every time. Good for you. We're going to be there in Concord today. We got free food. If you do the challenge, give you a little buffet to hang out. Watch the games with us today at noon in Concord at Dave & Buster's at the Concord Mills Mall.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Free lunch and us.
Right. And if you win the basketball arcade game free throw contest that we're doing, then you and 9 friends, 10 of you all together, get a private viewing party, okay, for the finals of the NBA, of the NCAA tournament.
Cool.
That'll be on a Monday night. So speaking of the NCAAs, it's funny because Roy really doesn't care that much about it.
Nope.
But I got him interested yesterday after you left, Loren.
Well, he filled out a bracket based on team colors and mascots.
So in the first round here on the MRL show, Nicole, Loren, Roy, and I all filled out brackets. I got 13. What did you get?
I had 11.
And what did Nicole get?
11.
And what did you get, Roy?
I've already forgotten.
10.
10. Roy 10. Got 10. Okay. Okay. Roy picked UNC Greensboro, which, by the way, almost won yesterday in an upset. But having said all that, Roy just really doesn't care. So he goes, hey, Maney, I'm just trying to make things a little more interesting. I don't know where you two were, but he goes, who do you want to win, Oklahoma or URI? That's the game that was on. He goes, I'll just take the opposite team. I was like, well, I'm pulling for Oklahoma. He goes, good, I'll take URI, $20.
How about it?
Bro, he was locked in. He was walking back to the, coming back to the game. We stayed after and moved to the bar to watch the end of the game.
See, he just doesn't have a stake in it normally.
Well, I'm afraid now, Loren.
You've waked the snake.
We watch sports because we like the competition. I'm afraid Roy just found out about the whole gambling side of sports.
I already want to go double or nothing. I'm $20 in the
green. I do owe you $20. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to get it right now? We're gonna Why don't you just Venmo?
You're going to give me the cash? That was the other thing. I already got like a little mafia status yesterday when I found out he didn't have a $20 bill on him. I was ready to bust his knees in.
See, but the thing is that if he gives you the $20 now and you lose, you have to give it back to him.
Are we going double or nothing today?
Double or nothing.
On what game?
Texas game. A&M and...
Is that the game that's on while we're there?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. In Providence.
Roy took Texas, you took Providence.
Okay. I'll take that back later today then.
Okay.
Don't spend it between now and then.
And if there's any police officers wondering.
No, this is a friendly bet.
Yeah. This isn't real. This is all for show.
Monopoly money.
Yeah, Monopoly money.
We're entertainers. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, hopefully your brackets aren't busted. I know Arizona lost yesterday. That, I think, was the biggest upset.
Mm-hmm.
I had them going to the Final Four in our little in studio bracket.
I think it's so funny. You just fast forward to me like. Make me at a bar with all these like brochures and pamphlets and pins and stats and players. And
yeah, I had to tell. Like, we're inviting everyone to come out to Concord today to our Dave and Buster's shoot. What's it called, Roy? You know the
MRL Super Shot Challenge.
The MRL
Super Shot Challenge.
Super Shot Challenge.
Yes, yeah,
it's a mouthful. I know
it is, and Roy nails it every time. Good for you. We're going to be there in Concord today. We got free food if you do the challenge. Give you a little buffet to hang out. Watch the games with us today at noon in Concord at Dave and Buster's at the Concord Mills Mall.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Free lunch and us.
Right. And if you win the basketball arcade game free throw contest that we're doing, then you and 9 friends, 10 of you all together, get a private viewing party, okay, for the finals of the NBA, of the NCAA tournament.
Cool.
That'll be on a Monday night. So speaking of the NCAAs, it's funny because Roy really doesn't care that much about it.
Nope.
But I got him interested yesterday after you left, Loren.
Well, he filled out a bracket based on team colors and mascots.
So in the first round here on the MRL show, Nicole, Loren, Roy, and I all filled out brackets. I got 13. What did you get?
I had 11.
And what did Nicole get?
11.
And what did you get, Roy?
I've already forgotten.
10.
Roy 10. Got 10. Okay. Roy picked UNC Greensboro, which, by the way, almost won yesterday in an upset. But having said all that, Roy just really doesn't care. So he goes, hey, Maney, I'm just trying to make things a little more interesting. I don't know where you two were, but he goes, who do you want to win, Oklahoma or URI? That's the game that was on. He goes, I'll just take the opposite team. I was like, well, I'm pulling for Oklahoma. He goes, good, I'll take URI, $20.
How about it?
Bro, he was locked in. He was walking back to the coming back to the game. We stayed after and moved to the bar to watch the end of the game.
See, he just doesn't have a stake in it normally.
Well, I'm afraid now, Loren.
You've waked the snake.
We watch sports because we like the competition. I'm afraid Roy just found out about the whole gambling side of sports.
I already want to go double or nothing. I'm $20 in the green.
I do owe you $20. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to get it right now? Why don't you just Venmo?
I'll just give you the cash. You're going to give me the cash? That was the other thing. I already got like a little mafia status yesterday when I found out he didn't have a $20 bill on him. I was ready to bust his knees in.
See, but the thing is that if he gives you the $20 now and you lose, you have to give it back to him.
Are we going double or nothing today?
Double or nothing.
On what game?
Texas A&M and...
Is that the game that's on while we're there?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. In Providence.
Roy took Texas, you took Providence.
Okay.
I'll
take that back later today then.
Okay.
Don't spend it between now and then.
And if there's any police officers wondering.
No, this is a friendly bet.
Yeah. This isn't real. This is all for show.
Monopoly money.
Yeah, Monopoly
money.
Yeah,
we're entertainers. Exactly.
Anyway, hopefully your brackets aren't busted. I know Arizona lost yesterday. That, I think, was the biggest upset.
Mm-hmm.
I had them going to the Final Four in our little in studio bracket.
I think it's so funny. You just fast forward to me like.
like me at a bar with all these like brochures and pamphlets and pins and stats and players. And
yeah, I had to
I'm like all in.
I was explaining to Roy how like you could do the point spread.
Yeah,
he didn't get that. He's like, the team can lose and you can still win.
I don't understand that.
I don't like that. I like it just who wins, who loses.
So let's just real quick, we'll give a lesson to everyone. Let's say the Panthers are playing and the Panthers are favorite to beat the Cowboys by 3.
Then they're.
But they only win by 2. If you picked the Panthers to win by 3 and they only win by 2, you don't win anything. The Panthers still win the game, but you don't win the money because they didn't cover, it's called. Okay? Now, on the flip side, if you took the Cowboys plus 3, you're already starting the game at 3-0.
Yeah, see, I don't get that whole thing. Cowboys are giving or I don't understand the whole thing.
Okay, I'll explain it more off the air. But that's why, like, when it's a sucker bet sometimes because the Browns were really bad in football last year. And they would play against a good team and they would get like 14, 17 points. And you're like, you're already starting 17-0.
You don't even understand that. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. the whole conversation is just doesn't matter.
It's a different language, man.
It really is. But
it's
Roy,
a different language.
Right now it is, but in a year from now, I just know Roy is going to become some sort of a sports junkie.
All in on every sport.
We're going to take a quick break. Hey, congratulations to North Carolina. We've cracked the top 10 in a list that a lot of people might say is extraterrestrial.
You got to get... This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. So, so right now, up until 9 a.m., you can come to the radio station.
8:30, just to be clear.
Oh, it's 8:30?
8:30.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know. We have 2 hours.
Let's try it again.
All right. We have to redo it. Oh. So, between now and 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us your biggest green thing.
Okay. Anybody?
Well, no, you said you were going to do the top part. I was going to do the bottom, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. sorry.
Yeah, you didn't pick up my... You didn't follow me for the changes.
No, because I'm reading this other article. Okay, yes. Big green thing. Yesterday, we got a big, giant John Deere green tractor that came in.
Yeah.
And that was Tyler from Greenville. And then we had the boys from Junk Luggers bring a giant, big dump truck in that they used to haul garbage. But bright green, which counts.
It does count.
Like lime green.
Yeah, as long as it's green.
Today, I understand we could have a couple more people coming up. You got to be here by 8:30, though, okay?
So what you could win is free beer for a year, thanks to Corona. Get your green on, brought to you by Corona Limes. They're green, they're small, but Corona is looking for you to bring us your biggest green thing.
There you go. There you go, brother.
There you go.
Thank you, Corona. And you guys have till 8:30 today. And when you get down here, we're on 1520 South Boulevard, right above where Carrabba's used to be, right across from the CVS on South Boulevard, not too far from 277. We'll see you then. Now, North Carolina has cracked the top 10 list of states, Loren, and it's very extraterrestrial.
Mm.
Which is aliens.
That's right. We've cracked the top 10 list for UFO sightings.
Really?
Really?
I kind of thought that the sightings have died down since modern technology.
Several recent reports have put North Carolina into the top 10 list.
Yeah, they're just drones.
Reports in Charlotte, Lake Norman. Mm. That's according to the National UFO Reporting Center.
I'm not going to lie. My drone looks like a spacecraft at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent sighting was reported to the National UFO Reporting Center at 7:15 on March 3rd. A Charlotte couple reported seeing 15 to 20 bright orange balls whizzing silently north to south towards Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
But look, okay, those could be drones.
Well,
it could be a plane.
Yeah, it depends on how close it is to Charlotte International.
But when you watch like the Olympic opening games or the Super Bowl, like they can hook all of those drones up to move together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it could look like something bigger.
Yeah.
I came out of a Publix in Florida and I kept hearing this buzzing sound. When I tell you, it was like 11 o'clock at night, like the store was closing and I was coming out of this place, and some dude was flying his drone in the parking lot and buzzing people coming out.
Ooh, that's weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, anybody has a drone now.
You hear that?
Yes, we're by the airport.
That's probably an alien.
That ain't no. Look at that. It says American on the side of it. Guaranteed an alien. They're trying to fool us. You can't fool me.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that Delta Mars thing.
By the way, I thought.
Southwest.
I thought alien sightings were more prevalent in the Midwest. Because there's like nothing out. It's just all fields.
Right.
And if. Like, why would they come here?
So the center lists 2,800 UFO sightings in North Carolina since the 1950s, just below Michigan's 2,900. South Carolina has 1,700 reports. California tops the list with 13,000 reports of UFOs since 1950.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Marijuana is legal there.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
they're lacing it with something.
I don't trust that one alien aircraft that's got its landing gear down. It's clearly coming to it. It's coming down.
Look out. That spaceship there's got some sort of a propeller on it.
Propeller.
Tell you what.
I've lived out here outside the airport for 15 years. Ain't never seen nothing like it. They got them these big old, it used to be small aircrafts back in the day, but now they got the big alien one.
Get down, here it comes.
No, sir, that's an Airbus. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
Airbus. Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
Look inside, look, there's two pilots in white shirts trying to pretend to be humans.
In all seriousness, we did see some girl who posted, I don't know where we saw the video, but it was in Charlotte. And she thought she was videoing alien aircraft. And me and Nina are looking at it, and it's like, no, that is an airplane landing at nighttime with the lights on.
You're like, clearly.
Yeah, sometimes you don't hear them.
Yeah.
You know, it's the darndest thing.
It is really weird.
I listen, I've always said that if let's say that we're planning on going to a faraway planet, and I know we got to take a break, but just think about this for a minute, okay?
All right.
We're going to a faraway planet. We're spending money. And you have to guess that the aliens have to have some sort of money to make things. I mean, that's
sure.
the way that
currency.
You think. Right, currency. So if they're going to fly the 19 million light years to get here, they sure as hell ain't going to fly to Farmer John's backyard.
No, they're going to go to New York City where it's bright.
Times Square.
Yeah.
Really? Because
you're going to want to go where the action is.
See, and I feel the opposite. I feel like if they're here and they're trying to fly under the radar, they would be out where there's not a ton of people.
See, I don't think get anything. What are they going to see, a cow?
I don't think they would want to be under the radar. I think they would be on the radar.
Right.
I think they'd be like, hello.
Watch Independence Day.
No, they're checking things out first to make sure it's friendly down here.
Yeah. Oh, Cowie, you saw one the other night?
Really? What happened? Did it take you up in the aircraft?
Oh, Roy, he only does yes or no questions.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you had different moves.
Mooey, Roy wants to know, moo once if you went up in the aircraft, moo twice if you didn't.
Oh, he did not go.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe all right. They just came down.
This is the stupidest show.
By the way, we were just talking to a cow. Exclusive interview. You're on the Emerald Show.
Why did they re-sign this show?
Why? All right, Lorraine, tell us what you got going with the dirty. Roy brings up a good point. We got to go.
Okay, so Rihanna is urging her fans to delete Snapchat after a terrible game of Would You Rather. I'll tell you what happened coming up in 3 minutes.
Roy and Lorette. Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, did you guys see this whole thing unfold yesterday with Rihanna and Snapchat?
No.
I heard.
It was terrible.
I heard through the grapevine.
So, Snapchat.
I was all in on basketball yesterday. There was nothing else going on in the world.
Yeah. So, Snapchat ran this ad, and it was a very distasteful thing that was on there. But it was a Would You Rather. And the Would You Rather gave players the option to either slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did that?
It was an ad on there. You didn't know the context.
No,
know, I knew there was some them trying to make light of the the fighting. I didn't know it was that obnoxious.
Jeez, so what did she say?
So Rihanna took to Instagram and obviously expressed her displeasure and urged her fans to delete the app. She said, now, Snapchat, you already know, is not my favorite app out there. And I would love to call it ignorance, but you're not that dumb. Snapchat then came out and apologized, and Rihanna then came back and said, hey, shame on you. Throw the whole apology away. Like, I don't care what you have to say. That was uncalled for.
Man, that company can't catch a break, though. You know, it just lost a lot of money from that Kylie thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kylie Jenner said she didn't like Snapchat and, stock dumped.
It was bad.
Yeah. So is Cardi B really pregnant? Her and Offset say no. However, their people keep telling, yes, she is pregnant. Now, the first we heard about this was at the Super Bowl when she was drinking water at a Super Bowl. They do the little after parties throughout the week. The baby would be due in July, according to sources. Now, that would make her almost 7 months pregnant for Coachella. She's set to play at Coachella this year. But she has no plans of bailing like Beyonce did last year. In fact, she still signed on to go on tour with Bruno Mars in September. The baby would only be 2 months old at that point.
Hmm.
She would bring in $100,000 a night doing that. So nobody going to be mad at her for making that money.
Wow.
But here's the difference. Beyonce was having twins. Cardi B is having, to our knowledge, one baby.
Yeah.
So people that are pregnant with twins.
No.
It's knowledge that you typically go early when you have twins. So I could see why Beyonce would cancel. Because, God forbid, you're at Coachella and you go into labor.
And do you think Cardi B will actually perform?
Oh, or do you think she'll just come out on stage and whip her hair back and forth?
Just stand there and dance like she did here at Charles.
Was she not drinking when she was here?
I didn't see any drinks. I just saw her stand there.
Hmm.
For that stellar performance.
Oh, man. What, Lorraine, you got some audio?
Yeah, there's some audio coming.
All right, what do you need?
So, Selena Gomez, it should be marked, and her girlfriend who donated the kidney to her are both suffering from depression.
Mm.
Now, her girlfriend has opened up to Self Magazine and kind of opened up about this whole thing, including a text message that was scary for her to get from Selena.
Selena and I both went through a depression. She had some complications with hers, and she has bigger scars than I do that wasn't expected. I remember getting a text message from Selena saying, I'm so scared. I might die. And I was like, what? I was calling someone, and that's when she got the complication where the kidney turned and broke an artery.
Oh, man, that's sad to hear.
Yeah.
Dang.
And, you know, Selena has since kind of, she's broken up with the Biebs for now. They're on an off moment, and she's with her family, and I believe she's in Texas right now. But she wants to take a little break. And after the year that she's had, I get it. I said yesterday, maybe Hollywood's not the place for you right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing that she's music is her love, and that maybe she's writing during these times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe a great album is just what she needs to have.
Very true.
So we hope for the best for Selena. We love her.
So coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Matt Damon is moving down under.
Oh, Roy. I got my didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo can make an appearance.
Yes.
7:30 Dirty. Nope. Save it for the 7:30 Dirty.
Don't you like it?
Go, buddy, go.
It's amazing. You can beatbox on the didgeridoo and still talk to me. Yeah, you're talented.
All right, that's the expert. Now let's hear you.
Oh, you really want to hear
that? Yeah, that's the expert. Okay. Now let's hear you.
Beatbox.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey. Okay, you know you got War of the Roses coming up. Lindsay went on a ski trip with her friends, and she thinks maybe her boyfriend Tony was messing around with her friend on that ski trip. We'll get into that. By the way, they both hang up on us, which is a crazy kind of out of left field War of the Roses for you at 7:52. 6:52. But we also have the big green thing going on where you can win free beer for a year thanks to Corona.
Yeah, so get your green on, brought to you by Corona. You know, limes are green and small, but Corona's looking for you to bring us your biggest green thing.
Yes, thank you to Corona. You have to 8:30 to bring your big green thing here to 1520 South Boulevard, above where Carrabba's used to be in South End.
Shop boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
So make sure you come hang out with me, Roy, from the MRL Morning Show this Saturday, AT&T in Gastonia off of Cox Road. I'll be out there 11 to 1 and check out the all-new Samsung Galaxy S9.
Cool. Roy in the gas house.
Yes.
Loving that. Hey, today we are going to hook you up with tickets to go see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. The winning is today during the Friday free-for-all. Here's what we'll do. We'll give away a pair right when the free-for-all starts, and we'll give away another pair right when the free-for-all ends. You got two chances to win tickets to go see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium Saturday, April 14th from the MRL show. War of the Roses in 3 minutes. Are we talking to anyone?
I think we should just let them work that out themselves. Well,
you know what they need to do? They need to go on vacation together.
No.
They need to take a trip.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
So much going on. $500 could be yours in our Wake Up and Win contest. Free beer for a year in our Big Green Thing contest. And speaking of contests and winning, we have something really cool going on all weekend long. If you are a fan of Niall Horan, and you know you are, he's going to be here on September 19th. You could win exclusive passes to attend a private soundcheck party with Niall and Gold Circle tickets to his show. We'll tell you how you could win those coming up. Give us 3 minutes.
Hey, with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, this is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Have some breaking news coming out of Alabama.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah! Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
Others That's just great. Came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Yeah, I do too.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
Amazing news story. That is a legit news story.
You know that news station was like, we got gold. This is funny. Yeah.
And by the way, in that news story too, we edited it out, but they have a witness description of it, and I have the T-shirt of the description.
Oh yeah,
I do too. I got that same.
I gotta wear that tomorrow.
Yeah. How are you gonna do that?
I don't know.
T-shirts.
I might switch. I know.
A wardrobe change midday.
I should have wore it today.
Yeah, you should have.
Dang it.
I was gonna say you can't because I'm gonna.
Tomorrow's a big day for us. A couple things. Here we go. This is a billboard of everything going on in the MRL world. Tomorrow is our Shamrock Jam at Queen Park Social. We've been talking about this for weeks. If y'all don't know by now, Journey cover band, Queen Park Social, all the games are going to be on the TV. Lower South End, it's going to be a blast. We'll see you there for that. You can get your tickets early at kiss951.com. Big Green Thing, Roy, free beer for a year.
Yes, it's all thanks to our friends at Corona. Bring your biggest green thing you have to the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard in Charlotte. Get your green on. Brought to you by Corona. Limes are green and small, but Corona is looking for you to bring us your biggest green thing.
So far, we have the dump trucks from the Junk Luggers in Charlotte and a John Deere tractor from Tyler in Greenville. And we got word that somebody's bringing a giant green log skidder that pulls logs from, like, the forest.
Yeah.
Supposedly, that's on its way up here.
So bring it.
All right. Now, there's another really cool thing that came down yesterday, and this has to do with Niall Horan coming to Charlotte on September 19th. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You could win exclusive passes to attend a private soundcheck party with Niall and Gold Circle tickets to his show.
Nice.
All you have to do is listen all weekend for the Irish code word. You like that?
The Irish code word.
Although that's Scottish, it sounds like. All right. Anyway, we're going to do the Irish code word at 1, 2, and 3 p.m. You get it? 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
So Saturday and Sunday at 1, 2, 3, you're going to listen to the KISS 95.1 for the Irish code word. Roy, Loren, and myself will give it out. You enter that code word at kiss951.com, and then on Monday morning, we're going to draw the grand prize winner.
Fantastic. That's cool. That's cool.
That prize is. That's one of those cool prizes that you can't buy.
Yeah, only we can make it happen.
Exclusive passes to attend Niall Horan's show and his private soundcheck party. Listen all weekend for the Irish code word at 1, 2, and 3 p.m. right awesome. Here on Kiss95.1. Where else do we go from here? There's so much going on this morning.
We got giving away $500 cash.
Yeah, that is true.
With the Wake Up and Win with MRL. All you got to do is go to the website, sign up to win. But we're going to be calling out a name for $500 here probably. Give us 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Hey, people share their craziest blind date stories. These are awesome. This is from the Daily Mail. Let's take some calls real quick because we haven't spoken to anyone yet this morning. We'd love to hear from you guys. We want to hear your bad blind date story, your crazy blind date story. 704-570-9595. Did you show up to a blind date and realize that you knew the person already and maybe you guys didn't like each other? How crazy would that be, right?
Somebody thought you were going to get along famously.
This is a survey that came out and the Daily Mail posted it. Quote, a girl of 30 turned up with her mother and within 10 minutes they were talking about marriage. I only stayed for 20 minutes and said something urgent had just come up and left. The mother begged me to stay.
The Whoa. Girl brought her mom and her blind date.
And they started talking about marriage within 10 minutes.
I mean, you bring your mom on a date when you're 12. You know what I mean? Because you,
right?
You know, you're young.
She said she was 30.
Yeah. I think my mom was on like one of my first dates with Dallas.
Really?
It was like Dallas came out with a bunch of people.
Right.
But my mom was there and...
This is a blind date, though. This is specifically set up for you to go meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A much older woman than I expected turned up. She didn't look anything like her picture. By the way, her false teeth fell out on the table.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh. That would be so funny. I think I'd do a second date just because of that.
Would you?
Yeah, it's funny.
If somebody's teeth fell out on the table.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know. I'd
That's
be
a
like,
good story. You're going to get more good ones.
Yeah. You would stay with that?
Yeah,
I like that.
Just for a date.
Yeah, I like your energy.
Just see what happens next.
What if that person...
Let's go bowling. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Come on, let's go up to the bar.
Do something physical.
What if they want to make out with you?
Take the teeth out.
Ew!
Just hold these for a second.
Take the teeth out.
I arrived to find my blind date was, in fact, my sister. It's another one.
What? How? Mm-hmm. What? Come on. Your friends don't know you. You know what I mean?
Throughout the meal, this is the last one, then we'll take your calls at 704-570-9595. Crazy blind date story. Jump in real quick. Throughout the meal, my date kept looking over my shoulder. After telling me that it wasn't going to work between us, she promptly got up and went to chat up another guy at the bar. They soon left together. So she was preoccupied by looking at another piece of meat at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Got up and left.
Yeah. Let's talk with Cynthia and Charlotte. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So tell us about your awful blind date.
I had a friend of mine set me up. This was years ago. And we went to a steakhouse. And because I ordered a medium rare steak, the guy left me there.
Wait, because you ordered a medium what?
Medium rare.
Because you grossed him out or what?
I don't know. He would never explain. He got up, he put money on the table, and left.
Whoa. Well, at least you got to enjoy your steak and peas.
Did he cover both meals?
Yes.
Cynthia, that is the strangest thing. Where did you guys... It was a blind date? You guys were set up?
It was a blind date. My friend set us up, and I don't even know what happened. Like, I have no idea what happened. I called her, told her what happened, and she couldn't even explain. She tried calling him, and he would never answer the phone.
She's like, but we met like at... I mean, like, what...
Hey, who'd you go on a date with? Producer Nicole? Like,
yeah.
I could see her getting up and walking out because she's a pescatarian.
Right. Did you meet him at a PETA convention or something and then decided to go for a steak dinner?
Well, the only thing I can think of is like some people are so grossed out by like raw or steak. Like raw steak grosses them out.
Medium rare is pretty bloody.
Well, for me, I'm like, put it on there still mooing. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
But there's some people out there that can't eat a steak under well done.
But at least say it. Don't just leave Cynthia at the table and get up and roll.
Maybe he was embarrassed.
About what?
Why embarrassed though?
maybe it grossed him out to the point where he couldn't watch her eat it, but he was embarrassed to tell her that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not making excuses.
No.
The guy. The guy still, you know, left the date.
Weird. All right, Cynthia. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Okay.
You too, guys.
All right.
Bye. That was weird. That guy was
By
really
the way,
weird.
Producer Nicole is a pescatarian, which I found out isn't a religion.
I thought it was Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No, it's... What's pescatarian again?
It's just fish. It's when you only eat seafood.
When you only eat seafood.
You don't
seafood.
Eat meat, but you still eat seafood. So no chicken, no steak, but you'll still have mahi or shrimp or whatever.
You'll eat shrimp?
Oh, yeah. I love shrimp.
What about octopus, like calamari?
Love calamari.
Calamari. Say it the Italian way.
No, is it because you don't want to hurt cows?
Yes, it's. I've watched too many documentaries.
Oh, what you don't do.
But you don't care about a fish.
I'm
trying to understand it. I'm just trying to understand it. So, like,
but it's her personal preference, though. So you
I get it.
You
know. I'm not judging her. I'm just trying
One
to understand.
One day, I
the,
would love to go full vegan. I just don't know if I
got
could.
It. So it's like mini vegan.
No, vegan light. It's still like I'm not cutting out dairy.
Okay. Vegan zero.
Yeah. I'm just trying to understand it. Because every time I don't know, you know, if we go to a restaurant, I don't know if we're doing a good choice for her.
Yeah, no, as long as there's seafood, she's good for now.
That's okay.
All right. Thanks, Producer Nicole. We're here for you.
Yeah, in your Presbyterian ways.
We're really not. Like, we're the worst influences right. to be around.
We're like, yeah, you want to go get a burger? Yeah. She's told us 80 times she's a Presbyterian.
Burger and wings. Let's go.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I know what that sound is.
Time to give away free cash, $500.
So at 7:10, Tori Gardner says that she wakes up with us. So Tori Gardner of Charlotte, if you're listening right now, that $500 is yours, but you only have 15 minutes to call us back and claim it.
704-570-9595. Tori, are you going to win $500? Call now.
Kiss 95.1. Your completely free consultation with Dr. Webb at clearsmilecharlotte.com.
Got weekend plans?
I'm going to be, you know, perusing Diamond's Directors, hanging out.
But your mom was here. Did you take her there?
You know, I've been trying to orchestrate this whole thing because she's missing a diamond or something happened with her ring. But every time she comes visits me, she forgets to bring the ring.
Ah, yeah, you need that.
Yeah. That's the part we need.
Diamonds Direct in South Park, man. These are the guys we've been talking about for years. Proud supporters of the MRL show. And if for no other reason you go see them, it should be for that.
Yeah, well, they also have an amazing warranty. And some of those other box stores, they have quote-unquote warranties, too. But you got to bring your ring in, like, every 6 months. It's a whole thing. And if you missed one appointment, you're out of warranty. Not with Diamonds Direct.
Yeah, I don't need all that legal crap where I can't keep track of it. You know what? Just take care of me. And that's what Diamonds Direct will do. They'll take care of you.
You walk out of there feeling like you didn't get the wool pulled over your eyes.
Yeah.
And you really, honestly, a lot of times you go to those box stores and they're like, we won. We just won that battle. Diamonds Direct doesn't care about winning the battles. They want you to be happy.
Go to Diamonds Direct on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Huge March saving.
Mount Holly Road east of 485 and southbound Highway 601 is blocked in Concord near Joyner Road. Traffic brought to you by Orkin. Termites aren't funny. $5 billion of damage a year won't have you busting a gut. Visit Orkin.com today to save 15% on termite control. Orkin, pest control down to a science.
We've got your big green thing. You're coming up on about an hour left for free beer for a year thanks to Corona. If you have something big and something green, bring it down here to 1520 South Boulevard. We want to see it. And then you're in the running for free beer for a year. What a cool prize.
Yep.
Grab that beer.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Giving away $500. All we need you to do is, all you had to do was call out your name if you signed up at kiss951.com and then call us back in 15 minutes and you get the cash. So who is the person we are looking for?
We are looking for Tori Gardner.
So many people have won so far. $500. Hundreds of dollars have gone out the window thanks to the MRL show. Thousands. We might have Tori on the line, Roy.
Is this Tori?
It is.
Tori from Charlotte?
Yes.
Well, Tori from Charlotte, you just won $500.
Woo! Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations, Tori, for telling us that you wake up listening to the MRL show at 7:10 in our Wake Up and Win contest.
Thank you. I love you guys. Listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's awesome. We are really happy for you. What are you going to do with the $500?
I'm about to move, so I'll probably use it to furnish my new apartment.
Nice.
Oh, good for you.
Bravo. That's what I'm talking about. Don't forget the lava lamp, okay?
Not a dorm.
Okay. Right, thanks,
back,
Tori. And get the beanbag, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Congratulations. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Thanks.
Put her on hold real quick. We need to get some more information from her, if you could.
Yeah, she's on hold.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Are you yelling
at me? Well, because
like
you dropped the calls very quickly, and I can't control it from myself.
It's you.
It's me?
Okay, should we tell everyone what our plan is? Are we going to do this?
Are we gonna do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here's what happens. We're going to let you in on some kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens here at the Beasley Media Group.
Yeah.
Power 98, No Limit Larry, and the Morning Madhouse, they are one studio next to us. They, every Friday, bring in stompers. It's like a stomping cheerleading group, and they stomp so loud that, like, our stuff shakes in here.
It sounds like the building's going to collapse.
Like, yeah. That's bad.
And that's just one person. It's like 15 to 20 people.
And it's an ongoing thing. So, like, I just saw Miss Jessica in the hallway. I go, what time? She goes, oh, they canceled. I'm so mad. So we're going to play a song, Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato. Then we're going in and we're going to, whether they're on the air or not, we're just going to bust in and start doing the stomp, and we'll bring the microphone in here.
Right.
So you guys can hear it on our show, too.
I'm also going to bring my didgeridoo. It's a big horn.
Yeah. You're going to play that.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to stomp on the M's. Producer Nicole will be in here running the show. We'll get intern Brittany to come in to film it. Uh-huh. The three of us will go in, and we're going to stomp on the letters. So we'll go M, R.
Okay.
L.
Okay, so every letter. M.
R. L.
Okay, woo. All right.
And then we're out.
Oh, we're only doing it once?
Well, you want to do it twice?
Well, typically you do chants three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a long time. Yeah, and my feet are going to hurt.
Yeah.
All right, so when you come back, and by the way, nobody call over there and tell them we're on our way. Don't ruin the fun. Be part of it.
We are going to put it on Facebook Live, so if you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you should be able to watch this happen.
All right. We're going to give them the stompers that they didn't have today. Mm-hmm. Coming up, you guys don't go anywhere. Be part of this in about 3 minutes.
Kiss 95.1. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Everybody else's feet hurting and ankles hurting from the stompers.
My hands. I am definitely out of cheer shape.
All right, Roy, we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren.
Let's do it. 704-570-9595. Our girl Loren has 6 wins. Can you take her down?
Plus,
call now.
We're going to give you details on how you can hang with Niall, formerly of 1D, in an exclusive party coming up in about 4 minutes.
Fairy tale pop blockbuster, The Most Incredible Thing is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Producer Nicole alerted me that I was saying Niall's last name wrong. I was saying Horan. It's Horan.
Yeah, now Horan.
My response to her was, well, people call me Manny, so maybe I'll just keep saying Horan so that he understands what it's like to be me.
Well, you know, he's not listening, so at least he's not offended.
Roy, tell everyone how they can get hooked up. Do you have that information, or am I the only one with that info?
I don't have that info.
You can win tickets to see Niall in Charlotte on September 19th. He's coming, but we've really sweetened the pot. You can win exclusive passes to attend a private soundcheck party with Niall Horan and Gold Circle tickets to his show. Those are really good seats. Listen all weekend for the Irish code word. So listen to this. You need to listen to the station on Saturday at 1, 2, and 3, and Sunday at 1, 2, and 3. And the MRL show is going to give you a code word. You punch that code word in at kiss95.1.com. And then on Monday morning at 7:20, we're going to announce the grand prize winner. The MRL show is going to send you to the show and a private sound check party with Niall, okay? Listen all weekend long. Kiss95.1 for your code words at 1, 2, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Who's playing Can't Beat Loren? We have Courtney in Denver. Loren,
okay.
Stand by. Just about 2 minutes.
You gotta get Loren. Presented by Time Warner Spectrum on Kiss95.1.
Courtney, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren?
Yes, ma'am.
Throw her out of the studio so we can play.
Got to kick her out. Say, Loren, get out.
Loren, get out.
Perfect. All right, I'm going.
Is this your first time playing, Courtney?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, welcome to it. Yes,
Courtney, don't be nervous. There's people listening.
No, Loren, get out.
Stop trying to psych her out.
Yeah, no one listens to this show. We
have the ratings to prove that.
Yeah, no one. I don't even listen to the show.
Courtney, you are playing for a grand prize thanks to Corona Light. If you win, among the other things that you'll win is front row seats to a Hornets game.
Awesome.
Okay, so you'll be in the running for that. Here we go. Let's see. Question number one. Adam Levine turns 39 on Sunday. Adam is the frontman of what band?
Adam Levine. He's also on The Voice.
Yes, he's on The Voice.
Three.
Oh, goodness.
It's a color and a number. Three.
Started with five people.
Two. One. Okay, no answer. Right. Gigi Hadid was spotted for the first time out after her breakup with what Pillow Talk singer?
Pillow Talk singer.
Also did a song with T-Swift for the 50 Shades movies.
Oh,
Used to be in One Direction.
Three, two,
one. Start naming One Direction, people.
Okay, don't feel bad. Here we go. We got more questions. The Queen may have shaded Meghan Markle when giving her permission for her and what prince to get married. Who is Meghan Markle marrying? First name is allowed.
Harry.
There you go. Good. Charlie Puth dropped his collaboration with Kalini. Is that right? What rapper did Charlie Puth feature? Is featured on with the song See You Again. What rapper is that?
I have no answer there.
Okay. Question number five. That's okay. Jennifer Lopez is enforcing marriage on her boyfriend, A-Rod. What sport is A-Rod known for playing?
Is it basketball?
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
All right, Loren, it is a tough battle today. Our friend Courtney, she got one correct.
Oh, no.
I feel like Roy says it's a tough battle no matter what the result is. Good for you, Roy.
They could be tough questions.
I think you psyched her out. I think it's all your fault.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Courtney in Denver, let's see what Loren does here. You ready?
Okay.
Adam Levine turns 39 on Sunday. Adam is the frontman of what band?
Maroon 5.
That is correct. We had no answer from Courtney. 1-0.
Gigi Hadid was spotted for the first time out after her breakup with what Pillow Talk singer?
Zane.
That is correct. And Courtney did not have that 1-2-0. Courtney, now make sure you don't hang up, okay?
Yeah, just
stay on the line.
Hang in there. Don't. Okay, here we go. The Queen may have shaded Meghan Markle when giving her permission for her and what prince to get married?
Harry.
That is correct. 3-1.
Charlie Puth dropped his collab with Kalini. What rapper did Charlie Puth feature with the song See You Again?
Oh, shoot. You said the girl's name wrong that he collabed with. Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
No, I'm not saying that name wrong again.
I got hung up on that.
Can you please, I beg you, producer Nicole, phonetically write names for me?
I know. I had to ask her earlier because I think it's Kalani, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What, so can you repeat
the
question?
Yes. What song did Charlie Puth collaborate? See You Again is a collaboration with what rapper? Three.
Future.
Two, one.
Who is it?
It's Wiz Khalifa. 2-1.
J-Lo is enforcing marriage on her boyfriend, A-Rod. What sport is A-Rod known for playing?
Baseball.
What Courtney said.
Yeah, well, but that is correct, Loren. And unfortunately, Courtney said basketball final score 4-1.
Courtney, your game is going like our day is going. It's okay. We're all right. We're all going to be happy when we play the Friday free-for-all.
That's right.
Music that you don't ordinarily hear. So just make sure you turn up your radio and listen real loud, okay?
Okay.
All right, Courtney, before we let you go, you know what I want to hear?
I got beat by Loren.
There you go. All right, Courtney, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
There you go. She wasn't a sore loser and didn't hang up on us.
No.
Nelly tickets coming your way in just about 5 minutes.
To no high fructose corn syrup. Get the delicious taste kids love and the good choice moms want. Pack a pouch anytime and keep smiling together with Entenmann's Little Bites Muffins.
Think back to your first job that you ever had and, like, whether or not you really even cared about that job.
Mm.
You know, like, especially, like, if you worked at the mall. That was, like, a throwaway job, right?
I worked at the Hallmark at the mall.
Yeah, and, like, it was a throwaway.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, you
really
clocked in, you got hours, you didn't really care about it. That's how I feel about all these stores that you go and buy diamonds at. If it's not Diamonds Direct, I feel the same way. Like, nobody really is tied to it.
Yeah, the people come and go. They're never the same people. And it always feels like they're trying to pull one over you.
Yeah.
You know, or they don't have the ring in stock and they pull out a binder. You're like, what?
They're like, well, I could get you this stone.
No, I want to see it.
Great point, Roy. Yeah, be weary of those places.
Yeah, you got to go to Diamonds Direct where they have this lifetime warranty where they'll just take care of you.
Yeah, it's not like other box stores where you can void your warranty. Diamonds Direct has got you covered. You lose a little stone, they'll replace it for you.
We've been telling you about Diamonds Direct for so long. If you're hearing our voices and you've heard us talk about it, but you've never been, making it an appointment to go this weekend. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Hendrick.
It's SpringFever.com.
Lorraine, I know that your husband Dallas has quite the honey-do list going at home.
Oh, he really does.
Is rent a carpet machine from one of those stores one of them?
No. No way. We trust our carpets to zero res. I don't need my husband, like, I don't know, burning a hole in our carpet because he tried to do it himself.
Yeah, and Zero Res also wants you to know to watch out for those coupon cleaners, those ones that, like, you know, 70% off your carpet. If it's 70% off, they're not going to clean your carpets with safe, empowered water, the no. same water that Zero Res uses.
You don't want somebody who's going to pump a bunch of chemicals into your carpet. Zero Res uses that empowered water, and it's safe for your kids and pets.
Zero Res has done everybody's house except Roy's. They looked at Roy's apartment, and they were like, not even the empowered water can... I'm sorry, you've stumped us. That's a joke, of course. No matter where you are, what you're doing, Zero Res would love to come to your house and clean your carpets. They got a great deal going on.
They do. Three rooms for just $119. Give them a call today, 704-509-4488, or online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
So, Kiss 95.1 in Carowinds is looking for the ultimate Peanuts fan to win a family four-pack of 2018 gold passes for the opening of Camp Snoopy. Enter now at Kiss95.1.com.
We got a pair of tickets for you to go see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. He's going to be there. Of course, you could buy your tickets or you can win them right now at 704-570-9595. We'll take caller number 9. Call now. The Nelly tickets are yours. By the way, we don't have one pair. We have
two pairs.
So we'll do another pair of tickets coming up in just about 15 minutes. Let's go with the free-for-all.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got
food. Oh, yeah.
Last Friday night.
This is the legendary Kiss 95.1 Friday Morning Free-for-all. Powered by McDonald's. Serving biscuits all day long. The Friday Morning Free-for-all starts now. Crank it up.
Giving you tickets to go see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. Caller number 9 right now. You score the tickets. Thank you so much to the Kannapolis Intimidators. Love you guys for letting us be part of this awesome show. You can buy your tickets too. But right now, caller 9 will win them at 704-570-9595. A lot happened during the free-for-all. We danced. We sang.
Yes, we got another entry for our Big Green Thing contest.
We have a huge vehicle outside. It's big and green, and we'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes. Plus, we'll tell you how you can score tickets to go see an exclusive performance with Niall.
Yep.
Formerly of 1D.
On Ardrey Kell Road, a crash. This is an injury crash. And Harris Boulevard near Lawyers Road, a wreck. Traffic brought to you by Charlotte Ballet's The Most Incredible Thing. Charlotte Ballet's fairy tale pop blockbuster, The Most Incredible Thing, is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
You know, the great thing about our morning show is that we get to hook you up with things that money cannot buy, like tickets to see Nowhorn in Charlotte September 19th, and you could win exclusive passes to attend a private soundcheck party with Niall and Gold Circle tickets to his show.
That's awesome.
Listen all weekend for the Irish code word at 1, 2, and 3. Enter that code word at kiss95.1.com, and then we'll announce the winner Monday morning.
Cool. We are going to have Zach, who just brought us something big and green and parked it on South Boulevard. It was so big, it wouldn't even fit in our parking lot. We'll tell you what's now in the lead in our Big Green Thing contest coming up in just about 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Big Green Thing, you guys, giving away free beer for a year thanks to our friends at Corona.
Yes, get your green on. You know, limes are green and small, but Corona is looking for the biggest green thing.
And, Loren, it's so ironic because St. Paddy's Day, you don't think of lime as the St. Paddy's Day color green.
Sure.
Yet two out of our, like, six entries into the Big Green Thing, the two biggest things, were lime green.
Hey, it can be any green.
Absolutely. Why not? Corona says they want their color to be a lime. You got it. We have Zach in the studio. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, good. Get right on that mic there so we can hear. Where are you riding in from? Where do you work?
We're coming out of Fort Mill. We're headed to
Cleveland, North Carolina.
Okay.
And your company is what?
Select Timber Incorporated.
Select Timber Incorporated.
And they're a logging company.
Logging company.
And you just brought us an enormous flatbread.
Yeah, it's a log truck. It's
come on, Lorraine.
We had them painted that color. I wanted them to stand out a little bit.
Did you have them painted that color last night so that you can come down and win a contest and score that free beer for a year? It's amazing what people do for free beer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And how long is that trailer?
45 foot.
45 foot.
Dang.
So we're going to put a picture of it up at the MRL show, by the way, on our Instagram and Twitter. But just so you can get a visual of it, it's like Roy said, it's like an 18-wheeler. It's a flatbed. And it's got like two giant rails of 45 feet. Lime green inside, lime green outside. Plus, it's got the posts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these huge posts that are just as tall as the tractor itself.
I mean, 18 feet maybe, yeah, I mean, and they're lime green. So congratulations. Yeah. With just about 10 minutes to go, Zach, I would find it hard to believe unless somebody brought an airplane, a chopper, which, by the way, you can land one on our parking deck.
Yeah, we got room.
Just buzz us.
I think you're going to be excited with free beer for a year thanks to Corona. What do you think the boys are going to think of that?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, good.
Have that drink this weekend.
There you go.
Just
there
a good way go. To kick off your weekend, brother.
For all your timber needs, make sure you contact
Select Timber Incorporated.
Select Timber Incorporated. Plug Bell.
There you go, man.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing it down.
Yes, sir.
All right, Zach.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Trainer said that she changed her ways of eating and being healthier after she had to undergo a couple vocal cord surgeries. But she says that she stopped drinking because she knows it hurts her vocal cords. She doesn't smoke anything. She drinks a lot of water. She eats healthier. And she works out more. All because she had to have those two surgeries.
Oh, so we should just start calling her Saint Megan?
Yeah. Okay. Charlie Puth just dropped a new song with Kalani.
Is that funny?
Right, Nicole? I'm saying
it
right?
How she Kalani. Dismissed it. She was just like moving.
Yeah.
But this is Done For Me.
All right, here we go. Done For Me.
Tell me what you've done for me.
God, I love Charlie. Into this.
I know, I like this too.
Yeah, I'm way into that.
Ooh, that's good.
Good. Kanye West's company, his clothing company, is being sued after another clothing company said that they ripped off his high-waisted camo pants along with hoodies, bomber jackets, boots, and he is being sued
for
that's
the entire collection.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know how that works because it's just a fabric. How do you sue over a fabric?
I don't know.
If there's an attorney, they'll find a lawsuit for him.
That is true.
What else?
And Cardi B, she hasn't confirmed that she's pregnant, but her people are scrambling at this point because if, in fact, she is, the baby would be due in July. And she would almost be 7 months pregnant when she's set to perform at Coachella. Now, her people are saying, like, hey, we've already talked to Cardi. She's said that she is planning on performing, pregnant or not, even though Beyonce did bail last year because she was pregnant with twins. But if you're pregnant with twins, it's a little different. A lot of pregnant women go early when they have twins, so I understand why she canceled there.
Okay.
She'll also be setting out on tour with Bruno Mars still in September, and the baby will only be 2 months old.
Okay.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone like? What does Lauren like?
I had to do this since it's St. Patrick's Day. It is a beer. However, it is beer that has glitter in it. Glitter
really?
Beer is a thing, and they sell it here in Charlotte.
I wonder what that does to you.
It's completely edible.
You can eat sushi with gold on it, gold flakes.
I was referring to in the end process.
Like, back
do
out?
Do you digest it?
Right, like, do you pee glitter?
Know. You might get a surprise in the bathroom.
Right.
I don't know.
You know
I feel
what I mean?
Like that wouldn't completely digest.
Yeah, let's really break that part down.
I just want to drink it just to see what happens.
Remember when we ate the green burger?
It wasn't a black burger.
A black burger, and it made you go green.
Yeah.
That's right.
Gross.
Dude, it was strange.
All right, Loren. Everybody go check out the glitter beer. on Kiss95.1.com.
It's wonderful. You guys know I love my glitter.
Roy's got a list from the Whisper app. The crazy things people have done on St. Patrick's Day. Like, for instance, one time my cousin and I had no green on it, so my sister convinced us to go get green matching tiger tattoos on our arms.
Okay, that's... There you go.
That kind of thing. We're going to get into it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
Of Texas, subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions.
This is so cool. I'm going to be down in Rock Hill this Sunday from 12:30 to 2:30. We're going to have your shot to win a new Kia from JT's Kia in Rock Hill. We also got plenty of cheer wine for you. So come on down to register to win a new Kia from JT's Kia with me, Maney, from 12:30 to 2:30 this Sunday.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, which we invite you to come out to Shamrock Jam at Queen Park Social. There's going to be live music and a lot of fun out there.
Weather looks good. It's going to be warm. Rain holding off.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought it was going
to
rain.
Dude, they changed the forecast so much. It was supposed to be 52 and raining. Now it's like 71 and not raining.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Mother Nature.
That's awesome.
Obviously, she's Irish.
But then we had that snowstorm in the middle of the day. The unexpected.
I would say a snow shower.
Unexpectedly.
Not a snowstorm.
Right,
but,
whatever. Okay. Yeah, it snowed.
Anyway, yes, we'll see you at Queen Park Social tomorrow, y'all. We'll be out there from like 2 to 6, but the party starts at 12. Tickets at kiss95.1.com.
Crazy things people have done on St. Patrick's Day. We love the Whisper app because people just admit to anything on there, man. They really do. Here is one of them. On St. Patrick's Day, my friend got so drunk, he went out the window, number one, 8 stories up.
Ah, that's always fun.
Yeah. Hope nobody was walking.
If I had a dollar
underneath.
If I had a dollar for every time that happened. Let's see here. I once made out with a guy without ever learning his name. Hey, it was St. Patrick's Day. Why not?
Get crazy.
Went out drinking for St. Patrick's Day. I'm now drunk in class during an exam. A lot of these are really inappropriate.
Did you pre-read or no?
Our boss came in. We were talking to him.
Read the first one. The first one was funny.
Yeah, the one you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. One time on St. Patrick's Day, my cousin had no green, so my sister convinced him to get a green tiger tattoo on his arm. You know, I remember my grandfather had nothing but green tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, on his knuckles and on his arms. It was nothing but green. That must have been like a...
Sounds like some jailhouse stuff.
Maybe that's the only color they had back then.
You ever watch any of those like locked up shows?
Yeah.
All green on the knuckles, on the chest, to the neck.
He had his wife's name on his knuckles. Her name was Mary Lou, and it was all on the knuckles.
I just thought that was like a blue tattoo that had faded.
And he always told me he regretted it. He told me, he goes, "This is the worst mistake I've ever made. Don't do it."
Getting the tats.
Yeah.
That's why the three of us don't have any.
Because, we'd flip-flop our mind around.
I just don't like anything that much that I know that I would like in 15 years.
Hey, Nicole, get on the mic there. Are you concerned at all? Because, like, my dad always put into my head growing up, like, don't get a tat because when you get older, it's not going to look the same and you're not going to like it. You have a lot of them. Is that a concern?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it. When I'm 80, I think I'm just going to be more concerned of, like, being alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's funny. Everybody's got the tribal armbands and a lot of... People, men and women, have really good arms and stuff, so it looks good. But when you get older
it's going to look
different. Flabs out.
Sag.
Right.
But you're willing to sacrifice now for then.
What'd you say?
You're willing to sacrifice now for then.
Exactly.
Right. That dolphin's going to turn into an eagle at some point.
Do you have anything Irish?
I don't have a dolphin.
You have any Irish tats? Anything?
I don't. All mine, like my different sleeves mean something. So it's more like a story versus the actual art.
And you went to Thailand, and she got the one, like the old school one where they like
the bamboo
do the bamboo. Yeah. How much did that hurt?
It hurt a lot, but it hurt because like your regular, like getting it done with the machine, it's so much quicker. So the problem is the bamboo tattoo, what would have been a 2-hour machine tattoo was a 6-hour bamboo tattoo.
Good gosh.
Ouch.
Yeah. I don't think I could. I couldn't sit there. First of all, it's a needle. You guys know how I feel about needles.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sit there that long.
The worst part was the 20-hour flight the next day.
Oh, after yeah. You didn't think that out.
Like, if that was me, I would have gotten it infected.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have for sure end up in a Taiwan hospital.
Which I heard are top notch.
I don't know, man. This is on the Whisper app. Says, one time I got so drunk, I punched out an old lady's window.
Oh, my God.
Not my finest moment. And then right here says, I hooked up with a guy in a portable toilet, porta-john, during a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl. He was wearing a kilt, so I couldn't resist.
The porta-john is too much for me.
And then the rest, I don't know if I can get away with some.
All right, let's go down this road. Let's take your I drank too much on St. Patty's Day stories. What happened after you drank too much? Do you remember it? Like, did you swear to never drink again? 704-570-9595. Take your phone calls on your, quote, I drank too much on St. Patty's Day.
Kiss 95.1.
I listen every single morning. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
No big deal. Just us.
So, this weekend's going to be a weekend filled with regrets.
I'm sure.
For a lot of people.
When you get really nice weather, the college basketball tournament, Queen Park Social, a Journey cover band.
It's like the stars aligned
and
for
us. And a Saturday, Roy's absolutely right.
We're making bad decisions.
We really are.
You are.
Roy just read a whole bunch of bad decisions off the Whisper app. What did you do? What was your, like, worst story from St. Patty's Day? 704-570-9595.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Charlotte to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So, a couple St. Patrick's Days ago, I was drunk. I wasn't on the main bar crawl. I was on, like, a different one. And pretty drunk, decided someone said something kind of ridiculous, and I was about to take a shot, so I thought it'd be funny to, like, spit it out. Like, you see in the movies, well, I spit some of it out on the bartender.
Oh!
So, and she was like, all right, you're done. See ya.
Manny and Roy used to do that here in the studio with water all the time, and they thought it was hilarious.
Right.
And I can only imagine if you were at the brunt end of that and you were a bartender after dealing with drunk people all day, you would definitely be like, sorry, you're done.
Oh, you want me to reenact it?
I do. I want you to reenact
it.
Oh, here
all right,
we go.
Here we go, Anonymous. This is for you. Roy, you go ahead with the line.
I've already forgotten the line.
Surprise me?
Surprise me?
No, you have to say something that surprises me, and I spit my water out. Can I quit? I think I quit.
Okay, I'll play. I'll play.
Okay.
I'll play.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Go. Hey, did you hear the MRL show got renewed?
Did you hear that? Anonymous? Yeah, that was me blowing the water all over the floor in here. That's the move you did.
Oh my God. Exactly.
Okay. I felt so bad.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you at Queen Park Social tomorrow for our big party, okay? Shamrock Jam.
I'll try not to spit out anything.
Yeah, please do.
And who's going to clean up that water now, Manny?
It absorbs into the carpet.
That's the way it works. It just dries.
Intern Brittany's in here, surprised by the whole thing.
Yeah, she walked in a good time.
What's going on in your world, Brittany? Get over on that mic.
Are you coming to Shamrock Jam with us tomorrow?
No, I'm going out to watch my niece. She's having like her first little like dirt bike race.
Well, who needs that? Aww. Come out to Shamrock.
That sounds dumb.
I mean, it's not my family or anything. Yeah,
that's awful. No, we're kidding.
Nothing much, really. I just took my final for college yesterday.
Yay.
So.
Oh, good.
Did you pass?
I'm sure I did, but I'm also mildly disappointed in myself because I know I could have gotten like a perfect score, but I know I missed some.
So. You're one of those really smart people, aren't you?
I wouldn't say really smart.
No, Brittany's an overachiever, but we love that about her.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I'm all in for tomorrow, but I'm scared because I have to go work in remote at AT&T, so I'm going to be tired. So, like, I'm afraid with booze.
Well, don't do anything tonight.
Well, I'm afraid of, like, booze and then sleepiness and then tired. I might be pretty silly.
So we have, by the way, we're going to be out in Concord today at Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
We're going to be watching the games out there. Plus, we're doing a free throw contest with the arcade game. It's the MRL Shot Challenge.
Did you see what happened?
Super Shot Challenge.
Super Shot Challenge.
Okay.
Did you see what happened to me yesterday when I was playing with a listener?
Uh-uh.
So this is how bad I am at this stupid game. She finished before me, and before I could even finish, she was gone. And like,
you turned around and you were like, hey.
Gone. Like, not
she
near
me. She put 48 up and rolled.
Right.
And, like, so by the time, because I'm a little slow getting the basketball.
She did really put, a big number up, too.
Yeah. And then next thing I know, I look around, I'm like, where'd she go?
She left.
Ann sent us a message on Facebook and said, hey, you guys, I'm sending my husband over to Concord to the Dave & Buster's today. Be on the lookout for the Puerto Rican Steph Curry. That's what she said.
Whoa.
So we'll be on the lookout for him.
Look out for that.
Yeah,
Puerto Rican Steph Curry.
He'll be shooting threes, making it rain. But anyway, yeah, we'll be out there. We got free food if you play in the contest. Yeah. We'll hook you up with wings, sliders, and all that stuff. It's delicious food, plus tons of TVs. Dave & Buster's in Concord, the MRL show, will be out there live from 12 to 2.
You know, I don't know anything really about Brittany personally. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
You don't? So you're single?
I know that.
You knew that?
I knew that.
I was in here one day and my mom called me. I was staying and waiting for PDQ with you guys.
Yeah.
And my mom called me and then I said, all right, bye, love you. And Loren and Mainey both turned to me and go, love you.
Who is that lover?
Yeah. Mom. We're typically like all up in
so
your
disappointed.
Business. Yeah.
A lot of people might not have heard a long time ago, Brittany said her dad was the one that invented the cool Vans with the black and white checkers because he was a surfer back in the 70s.
Designed them. Mm-hmm.
And he designed them.
What that pretty much means, if you want to date, you know, money, because, you know, he came from that Vans.
You're saying that you should date Brittany for money?
No, I'm kidding.
Would you date yourself?
That's a weird question, man.
Your answer has to be yes.
Well, I don't know if I would date myself.
Why?
I'm a hot mess. I wouldn't date myself.
I can be pretty sarcastic sometimes, and I know I'd probably get on my own nerves. So.
Right? There you go. Hmm. So you and I are level-headed. And people, these two over here are like, oh, yeah, we date ourselves. We're wonderful.
People say they're like, Brittany, you're kind of mean. I go, I'm not mean. I'm honest. Like, if you ask a question, I'm just going to tell you the answer. Like, why lie and skirt around it?
See, I think I'm a catch. I don't really do anything. I'm laid back.
He's
whatever.
Easy to catch is what he's
whatever,
saying.
Dude. Whatever, dude. Whatever you want.
Loren.
Let's do it.
All your stories. You really would date yourself?
Oh, I'm a train wreck. Yeah, of course I would. Could you imagine? I would. It would be the best people watching ever.
Watching you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not so sure I would date myself.
Oh, when I was single, I was a hot mess.
I think we just found us a question for you guys.
Would you date yourself? 704-570-9595.
I swear it's not on our show sheet for the day for questions. Oh. But it brings up an interesting point. Here's Brittany, who's not dating. And I just said, Brittany, would you date yourself? Sell yourself. And she's like,
well, just because I don't find myself charming doesn't mean somebody else might not find those.
That's true.
The question is, would you date yourself? Not worry about anyone else. Like, I'm telling you, I would not date me. I am
pretty hard to handle.
Well,
but
I always look for somebody who's a little bit different than me.
I'm dating someone who's the complete opposite of me.
Yeah.
And it works.
704-570-9595. Jump on the phone real quick. Would you date yourself? Yes or no? And we need to know why on both sides. It's the MRL show. To
be young and in love. Love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You want to see Niall Horan from 1D? He's coming on September 19th. Well, we got your shot to win exclusive passes to attend a private soundcheck party with Niall. Plus, you'll go to the show and get gold circle tickets.
So I don't know what that means, but that sounds cool.
It does sound super fancy.
Gold circle tickets.
Sorry, I'll just take the silver.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can listen for the Irish code word all weekend at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And when you hear that code word, you type it into kiss951.com and you're in the running. One winner will be announced Monday morning at 7:20 right here on the MRL show. Niall Horan, September 19th, right here in Charlotte. Exclusive soundcheck private party with him. That sounds really cool. I hope we get invited to that.
Well,
I would hope so.
I'd hope so. So we're talking about would you date yourself? And it kind of came up because we were talking about Brittany, talking about her dating life. And we just
our intern.
Our intern. And we just kind of figured, would you date yourself? Do you love yourself?
And you got to be honest if you say no.
Right, because you said no, Manny.
I wouldn't. I know that as a dater, I was selfish. I didn't really, I did for me.
So you wouldn't even date yourself now?
Well, now I would, but when I was dating, I probably wouldn't.
When you were single,
I'd turn that back, no.
Let's bring in Scarlett from Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Morning, Scarlett.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing really well. Would you date yourself?
No.
Why not?
Listen, y'all, I'm two handfuls. Like, my brother jokes about it all the time. I would not put up with the crap I pull. Yeah.
And it takes a big person, Scarlett, to admit that. Like, you say you wouldn't put up with all the crap you pull. For me, like, I wouldn't date myself because Amanda, my wife's biggest thing about me is, like, I'm always joking, always making a comment, always messing around. And, like, that gets old.
My boyfriend doesn't even laugh at my jokes anymore. And I'm like, I'm hilarious. What's wrong with you?
See, but here's the thing, Mainey. Like, you think, like, you amuse Scarlett. Yourself. Like, you think you're funny. So if you were dating yourself, that person would amuse you.
By the way, you know, at one point yesterday, we were at Dave and Buster's in Bienville. And we were, me and Lorena were looking at Mainey, and we're like, he's such a child. Because you lost a card. You lost a card that evidently was really important.
Yeah, you wandered away. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was a whole thing.
Nobody could get a hold of you. And like, you're just, and we see you talking to someone, joking up a storm.
I didn't lose any card.
Yeah, evidently you did.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that. Somebody took the card from me. All right, Laura, Charlotte, hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. Would you date yourself, though? That's the question.
I would, and that's kind of funny. There's this awkward thing in my family where I'm obsessed with mirrors. I've been obsessed with mirrors since I was, like, an infant, and my mom had always cracked a joke. I bet you'd probably date yourself if you could. Ever since I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, I have agreed with her. I honestly have always liked the way my eyes look, and my girlfriend actually tells me her two favorite things about Taylor Swift, lips and legs. I got long legs and I got pretty big lips.
There you go.
There you go, brother.
Laura would totally date herself. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Sydney and Charlotte.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude? What do you think? Would you date yourself?
I'll have to say no. And the reason why I said is I'm definitely way too passive. Like, you know, I got to have somebody to make the last decision because I'm like Roy. Whatever you want to do,
let's do it.
I'm all right with that. Nothing will ever get done.
That's funny. You know what my wife is, Sydney? My wife, Ashley, like, we want to buy a refrigerator for the outside, like a used one that we could put, like, you know, just leftover stuff in. Because our refrigerator inside is not big enough. So we're, like, looking to buy a refrigerator for $75 or something like that. And Sydney, so Amanda's like, hey, should we buy this one? And I looked and she sent me the ad and it was like, needs deep cleaning. And I'm like, I wouldn't because it needs deep cleaning. She's like, well, I would. You know, I'll clean it. And I'm like, well, then why are you asking me for it?
Just do it.
Yeah, now it looks like I'm out.
Right.
You know? All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, buddy. You have a great weekend.
Your wife just knows what she wants.
But why? And I think she asks me
to agree with her, just to be nice,
like to throw me, like, let me ask Steven.
That's what I do
regardless.
To Dallas.
Lorraine really does that to Dallas. We went furniture shopping one time, and she called Dallas to talk. Well, look at that.
Who is it?
Probably Dallas.
Someone from La Honda, California.
La Jolla.
Sorry about that, y'all. But yeah, La Jolla. But so we were at the furniture store. She calls Dallas to tell him about this couch. And he's like, whatever it is, you could tell he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Lorraine's like, okay, well, I'm buying it. So
see you later.
I
better hop
on board.
Hop on board. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's funny.
Ellen and Charlotte.
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
Ellen from Charlotte. How's it going? Over here in Ballantyne, commuting to work.
Oh, hey, man.
I would not date myself. Absolutely not.
Why?
I'm a mess. I like to be out late, playing all kinds of games, friends hanging out, drinking sometimes. So that used to get me in trouble already.
Yeah. Do you currently have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, Alan?
No, not anymore. Let's put it that way.
It's all that staying out late and drinking.
One more.
All right, this is Jeanette in Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show. Would you date yourself?
No, no way.
Why not?
I'm very stubborn. I have to get my way, and I don't think I would be able to handle that. I'm really thankful to my husband that he's very easygoing, but I would not be able to deal with myself.
There you go. I love the fact that you are very open and honest about it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeanette. We'd have more questions for you, but Roy's got to take a phone call if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
She probably now really thinks I have a phone call.
You did. We all heard it ring.
No, it's probably, you know what? It's probably, I owe people money. It's probably a debt collector. Okay? It's hard to tell what that is. I just let it go to voicemail.
I think that's what iHeartRadio does, too. They just let it go to voicemail.